Hey everyone, and welcome to Pool School by Swim University, where we help you keep your pool clean and clear all year. My name is Matt, and I'm the founder of swimuniversity.com, and on this episode, we're talking about what's the best chlorine for your pool. Let's dive in. If you want more help taking care of your pool, be sure to grab our free pool care cheat sheet at swimu.com/cheat sheet. Now, there are lots of different types of chlorine that you can add to your pool. There's tablets, granules, and even household bleach. And some kinds of chlorine work better than others depending on how you add it to your water. So first, what are the different types of chlorine? Well, the first type that you need to know about is, the first difference is stabilized chlorine versus unstabilized chlorine. Stabilized chlorine contains cyanuric acid, also known as CYA or pool or chlorine stabilizer. It protects your chlorine from being destroyed by the sun's UV rays. Now, unstabilized chlorine, on the other hand, doesn't contain cyanuric acid, and that means it dissipates more quickly, and you'll have to add more chlorine more often as it breaks down in the sun. So liquid chlorine, bleach, or sometimes chlorine shock, like calcium hypochlorite shock, or we shorten it to calhypo shock, are unstabilized chlorine. But most of the chlorine that's sold to you to keep your water consistently sanitized is stabilized chlorine. And the most common stabilized chlorine is either trichlor 3-inch chlorine tablets or dichlor granules. Now, no matter what type of chlorine that you use, the goal is to keep your chlorine levels between 1 and 3 parts per million, with 3 parts per million or 3 ppm being ideal. And you'll want to make sure that your pH is in range before adding chlorine, because the pH helps your chlorine work more effectively. Your pH should be between 7.4 and 7.6. So which one is better? Is chlorine granules or chlorine tablets? Chlorine granules are usually made from dichlorchlorine and dissolve quickly in the water, helping them fight algae and contaminants fast. They have a lower chlorine percentage of around 60%, and granules are added directly to your pool water, giving you complete control of the dosage. But you do have to measure and add it yourself, which makes it more dangerous and cumbersome to handle. You'll also need to pre-dissolve the granules by adding the measured amount of the granules to a bucket of pool water, and then pour the chlorine around the perimeter of your pool. Finally, granules don't work in an automatic feeder, or what we call a chlorinator, since they dissolve way too fast. Trichlor tablets, on the other hand, are placed in things like chlorine floaters, in pool skimmers, although we don't recommend it, and automatic chlorinators, or the inline automatic feeders. They contain up to 90% chlorine as opposed to 60% chlorine, but keep in mind that trichlor will affect your pool's pH. These tablets usually come in 1-inch or 3-inch pucks. 1-inch tablets are a smart option for smaller pools, and 3-inch tablets, smaller pools and hot tubs, and 3-inch tablets are great for larger pools. And when I say smaller pools, I mean probably anything less than 15 foot around. So we're talking in gallons, it's probably less than, like, about 5,000 gallons or less. That's what I would say. And a 3-inch tablet can, a 3-inch tablet can sanitize up to 5,000 gallons of water. So that, you know, that makes sense. Now, tablets are one of the most popular choices of chlorine options simply because they're super convenient versus adding the granule chlorine or even adding liquid chlorine to your pool by hand. They're slower dissolving and provide sustained chlorination. But if you want a quick boost of chlorine and cyanuric acid, or you want more control over your chlorine amounts, then granules are going to dissolve more quickly. So what's the best way to add chlorine tablets to a pool? We mentioned the three common ways being floating dispensers inside the skimmer basket, which I can already tell you is a loser, and in an automatic chlorinator. Now, keep in mind that there are other things like pool water temperature and water pressure that can impact the amount of time it takes for a tablet to dissolve. And the larger 3-inch tablet's going to break down a lot more slowly than the 1-inch tablet. Now, floating dispensers, which are like these, you know, you see them, they're usually blue and white, or they have a funny animal floating on the top of them, will gradually dissolve your chlorine tablets, but it's pretty inconsistent. It all depends on how they move through the water, and they can get stuck in one spot in your pool, like behind ladders, which causes them to unevenly distribute chlorine when the pool's not running. Placing tablets in your pool skimmer will give you a steadier rate of dissolving that because the continuous water flow through the filter will evenly break down the tablet and send that sanitized water back into your pool. But your pump and your filter has to run every day. Otherwise, the chlorine dissolves and collects in the skimmer basket, and that can cause staining and erosion. Now, about that, I get a lot of comments on our social media posts when we show people putting chlorine pucks in their skimmers. People do it because if they don't have a chlorine floater or the best option, the most reliable option being the automatic chlorine dispenser, that's really the only thing you can do. Now, there are chemical companies that make products that are tablets and sticks that they have this. I know BioGuard has a product. I think they call it now. They used to call it Smart Sticks, but now they call it Silk Guard. And the idea is that when the water stops flowing, so if you put them in a skimmer basket and the water stops flowing over them, it creates this like film around it that stops it from dissolving super fast. And so it's a lot better to use that if you're going to use tablets in your skimmer. It's a lot better to use that than just regular, you know, normal dissolving tablets, but really it's just not the most reliable option. It's going to cause long-term issues to your equipment. So if you can avoid it, avoid it. Because the most reliable option for chlorine tablets is definitely going to be an automatic chlorine dispenser, which we also call a chemical feeder or a chlorinator. These are installed after your pool filter, sending that chlorinated water into your pool without going through your filtration system. You simply add several tablets into the chlorinator, and then you set the rate at which you want the tablets to dissolve. Chlorinators are best as a set it and forget it method, but they're not extremely expensive, and they can be retrofitted into most pools. And if you have an above ground pool, it's really easy. In an in-ground pool, it's a little bit more difficult, but it should be pretty easy as well. So if you can do it, do it. Now, what about liquid chlorine or bleach? Now, liquid chlorine and bleach have the same active chemical as other pool chlorine. Liquid chlorine is cheaper than tablets and granules, but it's unstabilized. So you'll need to add cyanuric acid to protect it from the sun. And it has an extremely high pH and it's highly corrosive. Household bleach is also really affordable and easy to find, but it has the smallest concentration of chlorine and it's also unstabilized. And that means you'll need to add a lot more of it to your pool, and you'll need to add it frequently, and you'll also need to add stabilizer. So there goes all the time and money that you were saving with using bleach. And finally, is there a way to use less chlorine in your pool? Well, yes. Using a mineral system can help sanitize your water without the need to add a ton of chlorine. These systems use minerals like silver and copper to actually kill bacteria. And if your chlorine levels ever drop too low, the mineral system ensures that there's always something fighting contaminants. You'll also need to add a lot less chlorine with a mineral system, only 0.5 to 1 part per million, which is a lot lower than 1 to 3 parts per million, being ideal. And if you have an indoor pool, you don't want to use stabilized chlorine since the chlorine won't be broken down by the sun. So consider using a chlorine alternative like bromine. Remember, if you need more help with pool maintenance, grab our free pool care cheat sheet at swimu.com/cheat sheet. And if you found this episode helpful, subscribe for more pool maintenance tips on your favorite podcasting app. And when you do, please leave us a review, because your support will help more pool owners just like you find this show. That's it. Thanks again, and happy swimming.